What is up, you guys? My name is Dylan, and this is Godology. I'm so very happy to be joined by my guest today. This is Miss Abby.
Hello, y'all. Hi. How you doing?
Oh, man. I'm so excited to have her on here for so many reasons. One of the big reasons is because we tried to do this two times already, and the computer wasn't working for some reason. I had to figure that out, and it was just so annoying, but I finally got it. I'm beyond blessed to have you on. So I'm going to be asking you a bunch of different questions, but the first question that I want to ask is, how was your day?
All right. My day was pretty good. We got to go get ice cream with my little cousin to drive through town, which is awesome because we've just been checked up here so long. And it's a pretty good day. We got a pool day planned, so we're excited. It's been a good day.
Heck yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, I actually went out and got ice cream with my two sisters as well. There's this, do you guys have like an Utterly Delicious where you are? Is that like across a nation thing? Or is that just like my area thing?
We went to a place called Libby's.
Never heard of it.
Mm-hmm. It's pretty good.
I hear you. All right, mm-hmm. So... it's been a good day for the both of us. You know, I graduated this morning, so I like to think that's a pretty huge thing.
Nice.
The first thing I talk about is getting ice cream with my sisters when I graduated high school. All right. But anyways, so one of the first main questions I want to ask you is basically how your life of God, like, how's it gone so far? You know, where did it start? Where have you gone? You know, achievements, stuff like that. But I want to know your basic story. So if you could just kind of tell me that.
Yeah, of course. So I grew up in a Christian household. Like my mom, my dad, their entire relationship is based on Christ. And growing up, my sister had a super strong faith too. So growing up, I believed in God, but that was it. He was the guy that you learned in church about. And I didn't have any doubt that he was real. He was God. You pray to him before you eat. You pray to him before you go to sleep. And that's the latter. But so it was, how old was I? I think I was 13, and we went to this Easter service at this new church where we were just completely new. Like we, at our old church, it was so small and compact that like you knew everyone. So like we were outsiders, and it was kind of stressful for me, especially since I had like terrible anxiety, social anxiety, just anxiety all around. So like going outside was like a battle for me, still is sometimes, but I overcome it. But I remember hearing about it, and they just told the Easter story in such a different way. Like I remember just these people were on the screen and they were telling this story in such passion, and it was so like heartfelt. And I remember feeling the Holy Spirit for the first time, where like there was this, I remember the exact moment, it was like this supernatural feeling of just surreal peace, and it was just so overcoming. Like I had already dedicated myself to God. I got baptized with my cousin when we were like six, but they said, so if this sermon meant any or this service meant anything to you today, feel free to come up and just tell us what or dedicate your life to Christ. And we got up, my parents got up to leave, and I went right up and said, all right, I'd like to dedicate myself. My parents were like, you already did. Like, but it was super cool. And now that I have a relationship with him, I grow with him every day. TikTok was such a blessing because I got to almost like work with him. Like he was my boss. Like I was working for him. I got to every day I was pulling something out of the Bible to make it into comedy for someone to enjoy. And it was just awesome. I'd say, I don't want to say it was the peak of my faith because I only expect to grow. But it has been such a blessing and such a ride, and it's been awesome.
Mm-hmm. Dude, I understand what you mean by committing your life and actually having a relationship with him, because I was the same way. You know, all my life I grew up Christian, and it wasn't until like one point that I started going to this church called iChurch, and all of a sudden it hit me, that feeling of peace, that feeling of joy. And my life was just totally different. You know, I felt it after a breakup. So, you know, I had been broken and absolutely smashed into the ground. But Jesus really found me, and he like put me together better than I was in the first place. And it, that was like the first example of peace that I understood. So I understand what you were talking about, definitely. And I was the same way. I would always pray before I eat. I can't eat without praying, without me feeling like totally guilty. So like, you know, I grew up with that habit. I grew up with that, you know, practice, but I didn't really understand what it meant. So it was more of a habit and more of going through the motions, but we don't really understand why we do it. And that's when the relationship part comes into it. But dude, that's so awesome.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So going back to, like, you feel weird when you eat if you don't pray. Uh-huh. Like, it's been nights because I pray always before I go to bed. And there's been nights where I'm like tossing and turning and I cannot go to sleep. And I'm like, what is wrong? And I realize, oh, I didn't pray. And then I'll pray and then out like a light the next.
Oh my gosh. Dude. Exactly. That's just crazy how that works, man. So whenever you say that you work for Jesus, whenever, you know, TikTok came around, like, what did he give you, like, specific instructions on how to on like which Bible story to go to? Or did you just kind of like have an idea and you ran it by him?
All right. So here's a story that I find pretty cool. I believe in Jesus. I have never had like one of those big surreal moments with him. Like, we're like, okay, this can be nothing but him. Like, people in my family have, like, there's been instances where like there can be no other excuse. Science doesn't explain it. Logic doesn't explain it. It's God through and through. Not explain this to people. It never happened to me. And not even a couple months back, it happened during quarantine. A fellow TikToker, I'm not gonna say his name, but he called me saying that I was doing was because I was teaching Bible in a way where there's humor involved, and like as like a disciple of Jesus, and Jesus would be lip syncing to a certain song. I was careful about what the song meant and like what the language was, because I didn't want to impersonate Jesus cursing or anything by any means. So I thought I was pretty careful with it. But he made an entire video of me and another fellow TikToker who's my friend, just saying like, this is blasphemous. He pulled I can't remember the verse, but it was a verse out of Revelation saying that basically the Bible is going to be modified. It's going to be spoken wrongly. And I believe that, but what he was saying is that I was the one doing it. And it became, like he said, hashtag God is not your puppet, because I was using God for fame and glory to that extent. And it just, it really hurt, because there was like old men, complete strangers, going on my post saying God's not your puppet, just being really rude. And it was scary, because like I have a problem with non-believers or people that just didn't like what I did coming after me, because, you know, I believe in God. I had, not to mention, a giant community of Christian TikTokers who were so kind to me and loved what I was doing, that I didn't think I'd ever be attacked from the inside, but I did. And this guy got so much attention for, I don't know. I feel like I was at a loss, because not only did I doubt what I was doing right, like, am I doing this right? Making a mockery with them. It terrified me, and it made me overthink everything. Okay, this entire time I was good, I was insulting. It was just the worst feeling. I felt sick to my stomach, and Dad and my mom were irate, because, you know, parents, protective. Like, he was like, I'm gonna find this guy. I probably say that, but he was mad. But I was in such a state of like, I don't know what's going on, that I was praying. I was like, God, I really, really need you to tell me what to do. I need you to send me a sign, tell me something, tell me if I'm doing this right. If I'm doing it wrong, I'll stop. I'll quit TikTok altogether. Just tell me what to do. The following day, my neighbor, and we're so blessed to have neighbors that are so in-depth with the Bible and just love spreading God's word. It's been awesome. God put them right by our house for a reason. But she walked up to our porch and she's like, Abby. And I'm like, what? And she goes, God sent me, or what was it? I felt the Holy Spirit thinking about you, and I have this entire idea that you're going to do. And I was like, what? And she said, so I need you to make a TikTok using this verse. There are two verses. I can't remember what they were. That makes me so mad. But you're going to use this verse. You're going to do it. And this was before she knew that I had been attacked by this guy. So I was like, okay. And so I read through the verses, because one of the instructions was to read through the verses and then think of a TikTok I can do. And I could not think by any means of how to do this TikTok. Like, I was frustrated about it. I was like, I have no idea what I'm supposed to do with this. What am I supposed to do? These don't clash together. They don't mix. There's no trend I can do to make this entertaining or grab someone's attention. And so I went to sleep that night. And I was like, God, I am really, really struggling right now. Like, what do you want me to do? What can I do to make this work? And I remember telling him, like, I didn't think it was going to happen. And I remember telling him, God, I don't have doubt that you can do, that you are able to do it. I have doubt that you will. Like, I didn't think that, like, I was important enough to where he'd just speak to me. And that night, I had a dream of the TikTok he wanted me to do. And I woke up and I was like, whoa, that's never happened. And
what? It was just
because I'd never had that moment. Like, I never had God like, God, what do you want me to do? And he's like, this. And it's like, all right. But it was just so, so cool. So, like, the whole ordeal, I'm still a little bitter about it. And I've prayed about forgiving the guy, because I got to forgive everyone. God calls me to love everyone, even my enemies. I still am a little bitter about it, because now his entire channel is going after kids like me. So I'm struggling with it, but I'm praying on it and I'm trying to get over that. But other than that, it has been so awesome, because God was like, I like what you're doing. Keep doing it. It was so cool.
Yeah. So long as, you know, so long as God has your permission, or you have God's permission, not God has your permission. So long as you have God's permission, then you should be good, right? You're not looking for like the validation of other people. That's awesome.
I like that saying, as long as you have God's permission. That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to start using that.
Do it, dude. I dare you.
I will.
But I understand that you don't have your TikTok account right now.
I don't. Oh. So 2 weeks ago today, I was on a live with my sister. We were goofing off. And one thing we do in our lives is we're always talking about Jesus. That's what the entire account is. Like, there's so... sometimes people will ask goofy questions like, what's your favorite Veggie Tales? Because a big thing about my TikTok was Veggie Tales. And there was a Tostitos bit where I was a Tostitos character. I don't know how to explain that. If you follow me, you know. So there was a lot of goofy, just areas in the live where we didn't go into too much depth, but a lot of them were super deep biblical questions that like people would go when they saw, but I answered them honestly. I said what the Bible said. I never held back, because I don't want to withhold information of my Lord. I'd rather offend someone else than offend my God. And what I'm assuming is that really, really upset someone, because in the middle of our live, we were like an hour into it, and all of a sudden the screen goes black. There's a little white box that said, this account has been permanently banned due to violating multiple community guidelines. And like, I remember, it's weird, because I wasn't that upset until the next day. Like, I was like, I still felt like I got a rock in my stomach. Like, I felt like, oh my gosh, because there was, at the time, I was making 3 videos a day. I had this community, I was reaching people. It was such an awesome experience, and just like that, it's all gone. And my sister was more upset about it than me, because she thought it was her fault that we got banned, because like maybe there was got violation lines, or she couldn't be on the live or whatever, so she ended up being a mess. But we figured it out. She's not it wasn't her fault by any means. And we looked through the community guidelines, and I did not violate a single one. I started doing lives when I turned 18, so I was legally allowed to do it. My sister was is 22, so she's allowed to be on the live. So I don't know. My best excuse, and it's not confirmed, but I'm just assuming that's what it is. I'm assuming someone didn't like what I was saying. They didn't like I was teaching about God or Jesus. So they went to report me and just clicked on whatever they saw. And I assume it's been happening for a long time. And the violations just kept racking up, that like TikTok saw there was like probably 10 violations against me. It's like, oh, that's a red flag. So they just flipped me off and I lost everything. Mm-hmm. Now, apparently we can get it back. Some, like, that's happened to some accounts and they get it back. Another Christian TikToker got banned and got his back, but it's been 2 weeks. I'm starting to lose hope. But I don't know. I'm trying not to be glum about it. If God wants me there, then he'll make a way for me to be there. Otherwise, he might need me somewhere else. And I'm willing to follow because his plan outshines mine by a lot. So I'm just trying not to stress too much about it. If I get it back, it'll be awesome. It'll be fun. But I'm trying to see where else he wants me to be.
Mm-hmm. And it's crazy to think that so much persecution is going on right now.
Mm-hmm.
Tons of people are actually being killed. 3,066 Christians were killed in the year 2017, but that's an undercount. So like that's like much less than how many people are actually being killed just in 2017. And it's crazy.
Was that for like, yeah, or
that was being killed for their faith. And I hear a lot of stories about different countries being persecuted. So at my church, we have a youth group called Switch. And one of the series that we had was called The Movement. And it was about this secret organization that the Christians made up whenever they were being really persecuted by the Romans. So what would happen is they would have all over the place, and this is like historically accurate. If you go to Rome, you'll find some of these characters. You'll find like a circle.
Yeah.
It's like an X and a plus in a circle.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And that itself is actually an acronym, IXOY and Z. I'll have to send you the thing later, but I can go more in depth with you later. But basically it means Jesus Christ is the Lord, our Savior, and my God. And what would happen is there would be a secret community of Christians, and they would know what it meant. And if there was a Christian that wanted to become a part of that secret community, they had to stand on there for days. They had to stand on the symbol. And then someone would walk up to them and say, all right, explain it. And then if they explained it right, they would walk them away into this community.
That's so cool.
Right? And the word that they used as the acronym was the Greek word for fish at the time. It was like Ixoye or something like that. Or the way they said it is Ixis. One of my friends, the youth pastor actually went to Rome and saw one of those things, and it was so cool. Like, he took a picture of it, and it just blows my mind. And it blows my mind to think that that kind of persecution is still going on.
Yeah. Do you think that it's still being used, like, in modern day? Maybe not that exact symbol, because I don't think it's illegal in that part of the world, but that region. But do you think something's still going on like that, like where there's a secret system where people in other countries that are persecuted for their faith, do you think something like that's still going on?
I don't think that they have to use like their own secret symbol, but I do know that people are going and hiding about it. I heard this story about this one girl who started a blog, a Christian blog, and one day her brother found out about it while her laptop was open. And her brother freaked out, told their parents, and then the parents and the brother killed her because of that blog.
Really?
And
why did they kill her? Because they're afraid they would get charged with treason too, or
they got mad. They got mad because she was a Christian. I'll have to.
That's heavy.
Yeah, I'll have to send you a video about the story. Like, they describe the story much better and they go more in, like, in depth with it. But it's still, like, fascinating, but not in a good way, about how that's still going on. And I think this happened in, like, the last decade, maybe.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. But anyways, to go on to lighter, into a lighter topic, I wanted to talk to you wanted to talk to you about your book that you wrote.
It's called The Era of Eve. I wrote it, or I started writing it last year, my junior year, and I finished it right before I turned 18. So that was, basically, it's a sci-fi. It takes place like 200 years in the future, and like all the women, all females, it's been wiped out. So it's only guys living. But the main character, it's written from the point of view of one of the last women on Earth. And so it's its own storyline for sure. It's like sci-fi, it's action, but there's a whole bunch of biblical themes behind it. Like, there's multiple Easter eggs. Like, there's a Adam and Evie instead of Adam and Eve. There's a Cain. And one of the big ones, I guess this one doesn't have it, but one of the main morals behind the story is forgiveness. So the main character is like, because she's one of the last women on Earth, she's been through it all. Like, there's people trying to kill her, people have betrayed her, just all these horrible things. And yet God implores her to forgive those people. And you're like, what? Like, even in this day and age, there's so much stuff going on. I'm sure you've seen what's going on, and you can't help but think, why would I ever forgive someone as cruel and as cynical and evil as that? Like, it's overbearing. And yet it says in the Bible, if you don't forgive your brother, God won't forgive you. And at the same time, you're like, why? Like, I'm so much better than that person. I am a good person. And that person, they rebuke you, Lord. They torment their brothers and sisters. They are just a horrible, horrible person. And at the same time, I'm no better. Like, I may not have committed the actions that person did, but I have sinned against God, and I have sinned against my brothers and sisters. And I've had hate in my heart, which means I have, it says in the Bible, I forget what parable, but Jesus says, having hate in your heart is the same as killing a man. So, like, I'm no better. So, why is it so hard for me to forgive someone that I believe deserves hell when I deserve hell too? And that's something, it's hard to, like, I talked to you earlier, I'm having trouble forgiving this guy. And this guy, though, he was kind of sucky for what he did, like, he doesn't compare to what's going on right now. And yet God still says, dude, that person I made, the person that committed that sin, I made him. I made the person that he hurt. Yes, he will be punished for this, and he will be judged in my eyes, but like, he loves him so much. And that's just something sometimes I can't wrap my head around. Like, I don't know, because you hear it all the time, like, we don't deserve God's love, yet we have it. Like, he loves us. Like, he has the patience that is so amazing, because I would have lost my patience by now. I would have, like, fine, we're sending another flood, I don't care what it is. Like, but it's just, it goes to prove how in love and devoted he is to his people. And sorry, I guess I went off topic, but basically that's what the story is. It's learning to forgive the people that you think don't forget or don't deserve forgiveness.
That's crazy.
I go into sorry, I get passionate when I talk about the Bible, but
Hey, I mean, good. I'm glad you're not just, I'm glad you're not numb to it, Because a lot of people are numb to it. But anyways, is that available on Amazon?
it is. It's only available on Amazon, actually, but you can get it on Amazon just by typing in The Era of Eve. It'll pop up. The author is A.L. Shank, which is me. And we actually we're working on the second book. The second book is due to come out in the next month.
All right, dude. Mm-hmm. Heck yeah. I'm really excited about it. I'm definitely going to go buy me one. I'm going to go buy me a copy.
All right. Thanks, dude. I appreciate it.
Of course. I'm not one for reading books, but I feel like that one's going to be good just because I don't know. I'm really excited about it.
Thank you. Of course. I'm glad.
Of course. How long did it take you to write that book?
6 months. So I started.
Wow.
I started February last year. I finished it in August, but we had to go through finding a cover, editing the entire book, which took like another 3 months. So it took about 9 to 10 months to get it all done. But the second one, we're going through super duper fast. So I started writing that. And when was it? I wrote it in November. I finished it in like February, and we're going to get it done in the next couple weeks. So
that is awesome. That's really impressive.
Thank you.
For some reason, I've always wanted to like write a book, but like, I know that I wouldn't be able to do it just because A, I don't have the attention span and I really want to work on that. But B, I'm not a good storyteller. Like, I don't come up with the good story ideas. And the fact that you came up with that whole book, because I saw that was a nice, thick book mm-hmm. you came up yeah. with.
He's a big boy. He's 600 and how many was it? 670 pages long.
All in about 3 months that you wrote. That is phenomenal.
I don't mess around. Right before I hopped on this FaceTime, I was writing another book, which I'm actually really excited that's going to come out because the entire premise is around God. So I'm excited for that one.
How long a period of time do you spend writing books?
Probably up to 4 hours a day. Like, it's my, yeah. Like, it's my passion. It's something I love. Like, when I wake up, I'm like, I get to write again. Like, it's something I want to do my entire life. It's something that I think is definitely a gift from God. I think it's something that, or I know it's something that I need to use to further his kingdom. So I told myself that whatever I do, that I'm going to make sure to give glory to God through it, even if it's something, a book, if, whether it's just walking in the streets, I'm always going to speak his name. So, dude, I love this. Like, this is where I feel the Holy Spirit most. It's like when I'm talking about it, like, mm-hmm. so like if I'm in just a season of doubt, or I'm like, okay, is this real? Like someone will be like, hey, do you have time to talk about Jesus? I'm like, yes, dude. And then I get like all like excited mode. You saw it earlier. I'm launching back and all of a sudden I'm forward and I'm using my hands to speak. Like, you saw it, you get it.
Of course, of course. Absolutely. I'd love to talk to you more about it. You know, I'd love to talk to you more about the Bible and verses, discussions. I want to talk to you about so many other questions later.
I'm happy to come back whenever you want me. I'd love to do this again. It's been awesome.
Of course, man. But anyways, I think we've come to the point where we should wrap up. I was wondering if you could just pray for us real quick.
Yeah, of course. So, Dear God, we thank you so much for this opportunity to come together and just speak your name and spread your word and just show your love to the world, Lord. I pray that you will heal this country in its time of this discord and hate, that people will see love and see peace, that you will touch someone's heart today and let them see your light, and that whatever our purpose is, Lord, that it will be revealed to us and that we can use, sorry, my dog's, but that whatever we do for your glory, and we do it to show your name and to show your light, Lord. I thank you just for everything. And I pray for just a blessed day for anyone watching this and for us as well, Lord. I thank you. And I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. All right. Thank you so, so much for being on here. I'm so excited to get this out to the people.
Thank you so much for having me. This was fun. Sorry that the dogs were barking during the prayer. I didn't know the audio. But
Oh, don't you worry about it, bro. Oh, dude, what an honor. What an honor. So, you guys, definitely go check out her book called The Era of Eve. You can find it under the author A.L. Shank. And I will see you guys later. Until next time, I love you guys. God bless.
Bye.